Briefly kind of explain the situation at the moment.
Well, the situation is that some of our friends are critically ill in hospital, and I myself, I was in hospital early in the morning, and some of our friends, they accepted to drink water, and we had a meeting with the high profile officials of the Department of Justice, and we were hoping that somebody would come forward and help us to finish this overread.
Okay, how did your meeting go with the officials from the
park? Obviously, a friend of us, they went and they're very tired, they wouldn't be able to come and talk. I was in hospital, so I didn't go myself.
Okay, so as a result of the talks you've had with the Department of Justice, what's the situation now? Are you still on hunger strike?
Yes, we are in hunger strike, yeah, definitely we are.
So the meeting with the officials didn't resolve it?
Not yet, no.
Okay, are you hoping for further meetings?
Well, we're hoping, and everybody's praying in church, and everybody in church, the fathers, they're praying that somebody would come and help us, yeah. We're very optimistic.
Who do you want to come and help us?
If anybody could come from the high above authority in the Republic of Ireland to accept our demands, then definitely.
Okay, so are you're taking water now?
Yeah, a lot of us, yeah, they are.
And some of the young people still not taking water?
They're not. No, some of them not.
Okay. I think that's it, I think.
I think that's it, and we will be able to give you another press conference or interviews tomorrow, and if you can. Our situation is okay, because our situation is deteriorating, and everybody's getting sick and sicker, because we have some critically ill people in hospital in St. James's. And some of them, they have some serious kidney problems and health problems, and hopefully, we're hopeful. Okay. Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Yep. Gareth, just a total of seven were hospitalised today.
Yes.
And the two that were admitted were Sultan.
Yes.
With the diabetes.
Correct.
And Abdul.
Abdul, I think.
Yes, Abdul.
Yeah.
He's with the fingers.
Yeah, he's the one that he's got kidney problem in the
finger. And the fingers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just to explain very briefly, there was, as I think most of you will know, an extended meeting with officials from the Department of Justice. When they returned, which is at about 6 o'clock, we had a meeting. The cathedral staff and some of the representatives of the refugees had a meeting as well, and we discussed the matters and were reflecting on all of those matters overnight.
Okay, can I just put one point to you? The Department of Justice issued a statement after your meeting,
mm-hmm.
and they said that they hope that you will use tonight to reflect on the government's position and the reality of the situation.
Well, what? I wouldn't be able to commit on this issue, and I'm very sorry to say that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm sorry, it's media only. Thank you very much, everybody.
What paper are you?
I'm Indymedia. I'll be putting a report on Indymedia.
I don't.
Global network of millions of people.
Yeah.
It's far bigger than any Irish network.
I'm not aware of it, I have to say, to be honest.
Indymedia.ie.
Right, I'll
could you just answer that question?
What is
it? Progress in your conference.
We hope to be able to drink
I wasn't
tea, which
present
is
at the conference.
Here.
And so I can't.
Everyone's country.
I can't comment on that.
Inshallah.
Could I ask the resident, was there any progress made in the conference this evening?
Well, there was an invitation from the department. It was taken up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the. As a result of that meeting, there's a lot of reflecting going on.
What at the moment is the attitude of the church towards the situation?
At the moment, I would say that we are offering pastoral care, pastoral support, and are very, very concerned about the well-being of the people here, and doing everything possible to be as Christian people as caring and as understanding as we can be.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Question, just one.
I'm sorry, no.
It's about a United Nations interest over in the issue.
Sorry, thank you. That's
would you like to say to the tell us what your concern is?
So it's just like one thing that it's not. They are not. I must be presuming. It's everything, like it's under the Geneva Convention from the United Nations. So if the United Nations is taking any interest into the issue or not.
Okay.
That's very major, I think. So like it's not only like that they are if they, let's suppose they go to any other country, what would be the same? United Nations under Section 8 or 11, they are granted refugee status. So if the United Nations, especially the UNHCR, taking any interest into the issue or not.
So do you think it is worth our while going and asking the United Nations representatives here, are they going to participate in this situation?
Well, I think so. They must be like have some interest in this issue, like eventually recommendation and the final like consent comes on from the United Nations under the Section 11 and Section 8, that the United Nations, UNHCR, give the final approval in certain of the cases when they are refused over in refugee appeal tribunal, or like in the, they take like 50% of the comments goes from the Iraq or the RAC, and the remaining is like finally they approve the refugee status to the applicants. So they must have their presence. I was just wondering like if they have given some statement, right, or they are pondering into the situation or not.
Are you aware of any kind of precedent being set before by situations like this here in Ireland?
Well, I think so. That
was a new situation for the Irish government.
The one that that happened over in Brussels, and the same situation happened. People went over to the cathedral, and over in Pakistan as well, when they took asylum, not a formal asylum it was, but they took asylum over in the mosque. And that is like being Islamic government of Pakistan. They looked into the matter, and it was a sole motor action on behalf of the judiciary over there. So, I mean, United Nations is operative all over the world. The members, they have hundreds, almost 200 participants, the members. And they should look into the issue.
Did they get involved in the situation in Europe? Was there a statement from the United Nations?
At that time, over in Brussels, what happened? Yeah, at that time. They involved into it, and they are. I'm not very much sure about what actually happened, but like eventually they asked, and they said, like, you can look into the cases once again. And that was the pressure from the United Nations as well. And I presume, like, those who have the applicants in the last few years who were approved as asylum seekers in this country, they were given the status of like a general documents, and it wasn't like unlimited, like to stay for so long, but like the thing was, they are also thinking about that they are going to turn up in front of the cathedral to say, well, we were in the same situation that these lads are, who are on the hunger strike. So if you're not giving them a documents, that's not the use. They were in the same situation. We don't need documents as well.
Right. I mean, are they going to come down? There's going to be a vigil here tomorrow at 12:30 and at 6:30 with the anti-war movement. So we would be grateful if they did come down, and we would like to support them. We'd also like the information from them. Can you pass that information on to them?
Exactly. I'll do that. And they are contacting the other Afghan refugees over in the country from Sligo, Longford, Tralee, Cork, some other places, Waterford as well. So I presume that if nothing positive turned up, so maybe like day after tomorrow, great number of people will be coming here, like to support them, and more on the top of that, some of the communities, like you know, the disputed area of Pakistan being divided by the Durand line between Afghanistan, that they still, Afghanistan was the first country over in United Nations when they renounced the Pakistan, existence of Pakistan, like when Pakistan was separated, they were the first nation to say that no, we don't accept Pakistan, the reason being division of the Durand line. Half of the population is over in the northwest frontier province, so many of the lads who are on the student visa in this country, or like on a work permits, they are going to turn in as well to protest that they should be given the opportunity.
Recognition.
That's it. Recognition as asylum seekers. You see, like many of the people from the north, they don't have, but one conflicted area must, like the airstrikes are going on in South Waziristan and North Waziristan, just on the border of the Paktia province of the Afghanistan. The operations against Osama bin Laden has been there for about in 2002. The first operation was done by the Black Spiders Americans and the Pakistani forces and army forces. They conducted their first operation where Osama bin Laden was expected. The same things are going on over there as well. And never seen from that tribe anyone seeking asylum over in any country, but I came to know that one of the lads came from that area as well. So things like that, I think so, like many of the people. But the most important thing over here is that they face problems on behalf of the procedure of the applications in the Iraq and the RAC, that was on the interpretations, documentation that they presented. They were conflicted. They thought that the documents were not genuine. Some of them were given a benefit of doubt, and the remaining they said, well, we can't agree with this. Changing the calendars, they have the Hijri calendars, Islamic calendar, were wrongly interpreted into the Persian calendar. That was the most important thing. And when over in the interview they were asked that it's wrong, whatever you stated over in your interview, that conflicts with the written application. That was the another major issue. And still I see one of the two lads over here, they straight away came from the Refugee Appeal Tribunal just because of not having the availability of the good interpreters and translators, and they said that they can't understand our dialect. That's the another reason that many of the lads could not, they wanted to, whatever, they, in the way they cannot communicate because they don't understand English, but like the interpreters cannot understand their language as well. That's another problem. And
how many different tribes are they coming from?
Well, so far that I know, apart from few of the northern provinces, a stronghold of some of the factions that are in power, they almost 17 provinces. They're representing 17 provinces of the out of 27.
Well, this is in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan,
right?
Is
it possible for you tomorrow to bring a map with you to be able to, so we can get a graphic description and record it? And because there is a real need for people to get a graphic description as to what's going on. Maybe if you have some photographs of what's happening in your country.